And good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with Patty Fink. This is Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest running gay and lesbian radio show for the whole family anywhere in the world. Our guest today is Rod Gray, who's also known as Patty LaPlaySafe. I was just telling Rod, last week we had his cohort Joe Hoselton on. Joe was here because we were talking about SMU, but Joe and Patty co-host Gay Bingo together. But we have Rod.
It's Patty LaPlaySafe.
Patty LaPlaySafe.
And I'm confused with
Patty Fink. Big difference.
Right, yes.
No wigs over here.
Well, generic differences,
no fabulous
too.
Look either. Or heels, by the way.
You've never worn heels?
Do not usually wear heels, no.
So Patty, who wears heels, is here.
No, I'm not. It's Rod. Thank you.
Okay, it's Rod who's here today.
She's at home in the closet where she stays most of the time.
And I thought of having Rod on for a completely different reason. It's just the two of them are the two co-hosts and they're back-to-back. Rod was just on with us. We were figuring it was like in 1991.
Just on.
We just had him on.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
It was such a close story.
And I've just booked him again because we want to have him on every 20 years for the year 2033.
Yeah, definitely.
So
definitely.
Is August
It's good? On my calendar already.
August is good.
I put it on my calendar.
Good. Okay, good.
I'll be here. I plan on living forever.
So you were on last time when we were old in the old crack house in East Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
No pigeons here.
None.
And it was actually before I was on the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a really long time.
It's a really long time ago.
It's getting scary.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And we don't have any more wrinkles.
What wrinkles?
We look the same as we did back then.
I think we do.
I see no difference.
I don't see any difference either. The reason that I asked you to be on, I was thinking about your group called Home for the Holidays.
Yes, homefortheholidaystexas.inc.
Which is about 20 years old, that group. And 20 years ago when I first started, I was just in and out, and I did a quick spot on the show, and it was Bill and Alonzo who interviewed Rod. So we're really talking about... It's a while.
Alonzo Duraldi.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you were a travel agent back then.
I was a travel agent.
You were
back
our
then.
Very first travel agent.
I was your first travel
yes.
agent. And Home for the Holidays does what?
In 1991.
Mm-hmm. What is it that Home for the Holidays does, though, or did back then?
Well, back then, we sent people home so they could really die. There was no healthy issues going on or situations going on. Most everyone at that point in time was so sick that they weren't surviving.
People with HIV we're talking
yes,
about, people
yes.
with AIDS.
Full-blown AIDS. And they would want to go home, so we would send them home so they could be with their families to have a closure. Some of them hadn't been with their families in many, many, many years, and it was the only way they could get home was to get help through us.
Mm-hmm. What does Home for the Holidays do now?
Now, we're such a bigger organization, and we take care of cremation expenses for those who have no family or no one to take care of their body. We take care of shipping the body home if there is no finances to get the body to the family. And now that we have people that are living with AIDS and have been for the last 10, 15 years, we're sending them around trip tickets. They can go home for any holiday during the year they want. We work year-round now instead of just the Christmas time. And we also make sure that they're taken care of for that trip. So it's really kind of a bigger organization now that works year-round.
Now, I want you to tell the story of the bubblegum pink apartment, which has everything to do with how
you're going back to day one now.
I am. Which is how the organization started.
Yes. I had adopted an apartment at AIDS Services of Dallas at Revlon, and while I was working on that apartment, yes, it was bubblegum pink, but you know, everything was donated back then, anything we could get, and it just we couldn't request colors, but that apartment wound up being
Wait. The carpet was bright pink.
Yes.
I mean, not just, you know, kind of a reddish off.
We're talking double bubble.
It was so to match this, they got pink paint.
Yes, I did.
And we're not talking just, you know, a nice off white with a pink cast. We're talking bright. Somebody threw up all over the apartment, Pink.
Triple double bubble.
And this is before Steel Magnolias. This is before that.
Well, hey, this building we're in, the studio, used to be called the Pink Building.
It did used to be called the Pink Palace.
Yeah.
But this apartment, when AIDS Services of Dallas first started, it was really a very community effort. And different groups and different individuals would adopt apartments and decorate them. But the one apartment and the one group that Don Mason, who's still the director of AIDS Services of Dallas, still talks about is the Bubblegum Pink apartment.
And so we still get talked about, okay? That's a good thing.
But apparently, because I asked him about it, I asked him recently, is that apartment still Bubblegum Pink? He said it's been more than 20 years. He said people have been in and out and in and out of that apartment. We had to redecorate it. Oh, and not only was the furniture, which a lot of it, I guess, was donated.
The fabric was donated, yeah.
But the old furniture, it needed reupholstering, and what do you match?
Well, if you're going to go walls and floor, you might as well go all the way and over the top.
We actually found some fabric that had some orange in it and some green in it and some blue, but really the living room and the kitchen and...
Sounds like something out of Love American Style.
He's saying orange and green and blue. It wasn't like a deep blue. It was the brightest blue that you can possibly... The brightest orange that...
And I didn't take a piece of the carpet to try to get it matched. I mean, it just really came out that way.
It was meant to be,
but
clearly.
What Don did say was that everybody who lived in this apartment after that loved it.
Sure.
It was bright, it was happy, and it was what AIDS Services was meant to be.
And what I've always tried to be as well, you know, a very cheerful light at the end of the tunnel for such a dark period.
It was very much rot.
Are you saying I'm pink? Are you saying I'm pink? Come on, David.
I'm saying...
Just throw it out there.
I'm saying you're bright. anyway, so this
I met this man next door, and he became my friend. And I really have to admit, I don't remember his name, and I hate that fact because it's the serious beginning history of Home for the Holidays. And he would come over and visit with me. I'd share my lunch. Of course, he was too sick to help build on the apartment. But myself and Hedda Quote had adopted this apartment, and Hedda was a columnist for the Dallas Voice back in those days, and Hedda was healthy back then, and we would do all these benefits to raise money for the apartment, and the guy became a good friend at the time, and he was so sick that one day I looked at him and I said, you know, if everything was moved away and everything was just fine and you were doing great, what would you like to have? What would be your greatest wish? And he said, I want to go home and see my family. I haven't seen my family in years. And I know it was more than 8 years. I really don't remember the exact many years. But I started doing fundraisers that were separate from the apartment. And back then I was doing them every night of the week. You know, we were in drag 7 nights a week.
That's a lot of work.
In every bar. And, I mean, you know, it was a killer situation to be in because everybody needed money. Every organization needed money. So here we were starting a brand new organization that didn't even know what it was going to be, you know, but we were raising money to send this guy home. And Hedda and I did a bunch of beer bus, and he died before we could get him home.
Oh,
but that same year, we sent 5 people home with your help and your travel agency. Mm-hmm. And you took out all the fees, you took out all the red lines and everything to make it
the cheapest ticket possible
to get somebody home.
You know, if they were going somewhere, the ticket was $100. Well, we got a discount from the airline, and then we threw in our...
Yes.
And they got the ticket for maybe $75 instead of $100, and we were able to send about 5 people that year. Yeah, yeah.
And now we're dealing with tickets that are $800 and $1,300, and, mm-hmm. you know, we're dealing with much more expensive tickets. Mm-hmm. And we're in connection with certain airlines, but... We're not always getting the same help we did back then from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do need to take a little bit of a break. Our guest is Rod Gray, also known as Patty LaPlaySafe. This is Pledge Drive still. We're doing okay. We're about 2/3 of the way to our goal, but we think we're actually higher because not all of the credit cards have been processed and not everything has been taken off of the web. If you'd like to make a pledge, you can go to the web, KNON.org, and just click the pledge button, and you can make a pledge to Lambda Weekly or to any other show that you'd like.
And I know a lot of people listen through downloading our podcasts off iTunes or off the website. So if you're listening to the show later in the week, over the weekend or whatever, you can still pledge. So as you hear this, you can go to your computer or your smartphone and go to KNON.org and make that pledge. And be sure to put in Lambda Weekly. And if you misspell it, that's fine, too. it's an old Greek letter. But you can put it in there, and you'll help support GLBT Radio on not only on KNON, but, the first ever in the country.
We have lots of pledge premiums. We have some DVDs for a $25 pledge. You can get one of our DVDs for a $50 pledge. You get a choice of DVDs and a T-shirt, hat, or apron. And our T-shirt this time is our new
28th, spectacular.
It's a black T-shirt, 28th anniversary T-shirt that also commemorates that KNON was named best station in Dallas.
By D Magazine.
By D Magazine, which is kind of neat. There are like 63
awesome.
Stations in Dallas, and we're the best.
We're the best.
Congratulations.
That's we're
right.
the best. And in listing, they listed everything. They listed my poker show. They listed everything. They didn't list talk.
Why not?
I don't know.
Much less LGBT talk.
I know.
And how long has this been going on?
We were the first show that on the air on this station 28 years ago. And that is another reason.
August 1983.
Yeah. And that is another reason to support KNON, because back before there was a Dallas Voice, but back before there was anything.
The Internet.
Before there was an Internet, KNON came to Dallas Gay Alliance at the time, came to Bill Nelson, who's known as... somebody who was...
an icon. Dallas icon, yeah. Absolutely.
And he was the first host of this show. And they said, why don't you do a gay and lesbian radio show? We just had somebody who called who was sent home by Home for the Holidays group.
Oh, awesome.
On the phone right now?
On the phone right now.
Okay.
Great to hear from you.
Someone we sent home?
Somebody that you sent home.
Awesome. We very rarely get to talk to our recipient.
Right. Because, like you said, very often the people that before who were being sent home were sent home, and that was the end of it.
Gonna make me cry.
I know. Well, that's what we do here, because we're Barbara Walters.
We shed a lot of tears over tickets. We
right.
really do.
I know. Anyway, give us a call to support Gay and Lesbian Radio for the Metroplex.
972-647-1893.
And we have somebody who is standing by waiting to take pledges. With Home for the Holidays, like you said, lots of tears shed. Are there still the same kind of tears shed as there used to be? I would think...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We use a Karnofsky scale to be able to separate those who can really afford their own tickets and those who can't. We have to separate them for their emotional ability to travel and not travel, and also their physical ability to be able to travel or not travel. And there's times where we want to send someone home, but they can't because they're too sick to actually travel. And then in that case, we bring a family member here so that they're not alone in the hospital.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yes, we do that as well. So,
And is Miss Lucy on?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed, baby. I am so blessed. Back in 97, I was so ill until they thought I was going to pass. Okay. I went to Ace Arms. Ace Arms got in contact with you guys. I think it was you guys. And I got deep down in my heart, I feel that it was y'all. Y'all sent me to see my sister. I hadn't seen my sister in 11 years. Y'all sent me to California with a round trip ticket. I didn't know who it was, but I'm still here. And I just want to tell y'all, I'm blessed for you guys being there doing that organization. If there's anything that y'all would like for me to have donate or volunteer to do anything, you have my number. Feel free to call. And I love y'all so much.
And you're so welcome. Thank you.
And we do have your number because She just made a pledge.
Oh, so, thank you.
Congratulations to you for being a member of KNON.
Yeah. So, Lucy, you went home. How long did you stay home?
I stayed a week.
You stayed a week, and it was the first time you had gotten to see your sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
My sister paid the balance of what was left on there, you know, because I stayed longer than what I was supposed to be staying. But the round-trip ticket for me to come back home, she paid the other part that I had overstayed so that I could stay a little while longer. And I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all. I really love y'all for that. It took me from 1997 until 2011 to hear y'all on KNON. I listen to the Gospel Channel every morning from 4 to 7. And I started to cut it off, and I got to hearing about the Bubba Gum Pink Apartments, and I had that back in 2000, and I never knew who did it. And I heard y'all and y'all on the Bubba Gum Factory.
And okay, so you are absolutely the proof that that apartment did exist.
Yes, it did. I used to hear about it at A's Arms, A's Interface, Peabody Health Center. I used to hear about it everywhere. But I never knew who it was.
Well, it was Rod.
I had to go downtown to a hotel. No, it wasn't downtown. It was off of Maple. I went down there to a club, and they gave us our flights right there at that club on the corner. And I saw the drag shows and everything. Y'all are so beautiful. Y'all make some women look sad.
Miss Lucy, thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
And yeah, it was nice talking to you. And
that doesn't happen very often. We do get letters sometimes from family members, and we sometimes get letters from the caseworkers, and specifically the one we just did in Kenya, which was probably the hardest one we've ever had to go through. And we've gotten and letters from, you know, different people thanking us for doing what we've done. But getting to speak to someone who's actually gone home is...
In such a long time ago.
Yes. And we try to be very confidential about everything, mm-hmm. so that back in the old days, we used to hand them tickets because, you know, we didn't have the internet to do the e-ticket thing. And so we would have parties and bring them all together and then give them their tickets. And that, to me, was the best experience of doing it, because then you could see who got the ticket, and you could see how happy they were to go home. And now it's done over the internet, and all they have to do is just go show up at the airport and show their ID card, and they're gone. So we never get to meet them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
the Kenya story is an amazing story. We have about 2 minutes before we need to take a break. Why don't we wait till after the break? We'll tell the Kenya story. I do want to say it is Pledge Drive still here on KNON. We do need people to call, support gay and lesbian radio, support community radio, because KNON is the one place that includes everybody. And doing gay and lesbian radio is something that we've done longer than anybody else in the country, and KNON has stood behind the gay and lesbian community
right
ever since
Dallas.
Then.
Yeah.
And there are lots of ways to give. You can call and give us a pledge. We'll send you a card with the address and how to make out a check if you want to pay by check. You can pay by credit card. And you can also do a bank draft, so that you can, you know, support KNON throughout the year. Let's say $10 a month where you barely feel it. $10, $15, $20 a month is a tremendous sustaining support for KNON to pay its bills every month and all of that. So lots of ways to give. 972-647-1893.
And operators and show producer are standing by. We do have a new pledge referral contest that's going on. Whoever refers the most new pledges during the summer's pledge drive will win a $500 gift certificate to Fry's Electronics. Get as many first-time pledges as you can to make and pay a pledge to KNON by the end of our pledge quarter. So we're going to count them on October 21st and make the award then. You have to make a minimum pledge of $40. They have to be new pledges. But this is KNON. That means we keep records. We don't keep records. So who knows if it's new? Nobody's going to know. So if you can collect 10 of your friends, 15 of your friends, who each make a $40 pledge, what we need is the name, the address, the phone number, and how much they're pledging. If you want to collect the check from them directly, great. Just the name and get the check.
And bring it in.
Yeah. If they're going to pay by credit card, we need the name, the credit card. We need an address on that one. Or they might not want to give a credit card out on a sheet that you're just carrying around, so you can keep the get the name, the phone number. We'll call them back. Just write down credit card pledge, $40. And
how fun is it to go to Fry's on $500 of someone else's money?
Right.
That's
and
sweet.
One of the
That's
reasons,
pretty good.
One of the reasons that we need the address is so that we can send them their T-shirt. Because you get a T-shirt with that. So, and I don't think it's going to take that many people to win this $500 gift certificate. I think if you get 10 pledges, 15 pledges, I think you're going to be in the running.
So if you've been saving up for a computer or something, this is a great way to help make sure it happens to you.
Yep.
Get that $500 gift card to Fry's Electronics.
Right.
Dangerous place on your own money, great place on someone else's.
It is.
I like the way you put that.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM, the voice of the people. We will be back with more right after this.
Stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you're hearing and want to show your appreciation for great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make your pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. 972-647-1893.
KNON thanks Buyer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Buyer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Buyer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Buyer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERImaging.com.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with Patty Fink, and our guest today is Patty LaPlaysafe, Rod Gray, who started the group Home for the Holidays. We were talking a little bit about some of the stories that have happened over the years, some of the lives that you've affected. You have a recent one, and it involves transporting a body back to Kenya.
To Kenya, mm-hmm. And at that same time of the month, we also sent someone home to Kenya. The body has to be embalmed before it leaves the state of Texas. It's a Texas law that you can't transport a body across the state border unless it has been embalmed. And the Kenya family wanted the body kind of like frozen.
Not embalmed,
right.
Refrigerated.
Refrigerated so that they could get it back to be able to do the rituals that they like to do in their religious culture. And they couldn't do that. So they got very mad at us, and they got very mad at AIN, AIDS Interfaith Network, who is our caseworker connection through this person. And I worked with the Kenya consulate, and I worked with the ambassador of Kenya, and I also worked with Kenya Airways, sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning, midnight, 2 a.m., whatever time was necessary to be able to talk to them, and tried to get this ticket that was originally going to be $10,000 all
wow.
the way down to $1,300. It can be done. You know, it's a lot of hard work to be able to dicker over prices for tickets and stuff, but because it was a body and special handling prices and things like that, it was $10,000. But, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do to get things taken care of. And there's a lot of tears, and there's a lot of, you know, discussion, and there's a lot of anger in some situations where you've got to get this done, and you need all the help you can. So we do what we have to.
So you're able to get the body back to Kenya,
we
to their family?
We get the body back.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then as far as the at the same month, we had a recipient that when it needed to go home, the woman had ALS, and she had Alzheimer's, beginning dementia. So she had a son in Kenya who, and these two people are not even related, the one that had passed away and then the one that is currently living. She needed to go home because she was dying. And she had lupus as well. And so they, not only does she have the AIDS virus, she also has other things wrong with her. And so her brother came here, not knowing that we were available to help send her home. And we got her home under $1,500. Same situation. A lot of phone calls and a lot of communication. And then she had a son in Kenya that she hadn't seen in over 10 years. And he was now 18 years old.
Wow, what a blessing
and
to be able
so
to see him.
She's not even going to know him when she sees him. But he will know that his mother was there and he was with her when she passes away.
Mm. Huh. Wow, that's amazing work. Yeah. Really amazing work.
I have chills going up my back right now telling you the story. Mm. Because each one of these stories affects us, our organization, because we don't know what else to do. And there's times where we've had no money in our pocket at all, and we use our own private charge card. And I've done that quite a few times.
Wow.
And even the miles that I acquire from my own charge card can be used towards purchase of a ticket.
Wow.
To be able to stretch it further out, you know. And we've done everything.
Wow. You were talking about the criteria you use to determine whether you can actually send someone home.
Oh, right. We
have you had instances where instead of when you determine that they cannot travel, that someone will come from their family?
Yes. We've had to bring a family member here more than a few times when they're in the hospital too sick to travel and they don't want to be alone.
Especially in the 90s, that happened a lot.
Still today.
But it's still
do it today.
Today.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
What kind of reception do you get from family members when they hear about what you're trying to do?
Oh, it's amazing.
Are they very receptive and
very
excited
receptive.
To come?
Well, today I think people don't have the social stigmas that are holding us back. They just want to be with their family. And I think they dropped the problem.
But even in the early 90s, the stigma was...
So much scarier. Well,
sometimes the stigma was coming from within the family, and that's why people didn't see each other. But sometimes it was just a matter of, here was a family member who did want to take care of this person and couldn't afford to get here. And
but
this was a way to
get families that have said... I never not loved my son. Right. I never not loved my daughter. You know, they built that in their own head and created that themselves because I want them back home with me. Mm-hmm. So we've had that happen. So, you know, it's been a learning experience even for the recipient that's going home. You know, they've like, God, I didn't realize my family really loved me. I just ran away and built this own world that they hated me because I'm gay or lesbian and they or straight because they had been doing things to, you know, get them sick. So it's been quite amazing, the stories that we've heard.
Wow. Well, do you often have somebody have to travel with them, maybe?
We have done that as well. Oh, yeah, good point. We've sent people home that are in wheelchairs and have to have someone to go with them. And it'll be a sister or a cousin or whatever. We'll fly them here, return them back, and they return back again. We've done the whole 2 round-trip tickets for one person to help get someone home.
Wow, that's awesome. That is just amazing.
Yeah. It's a beautiful story.
It is. And, you know, it's... for some reason, I hadn't heard much about Home for the Holidays for a while until last year you were a recipient of the Black Tie Dinner. And there you were, there's Home for the Holidays. And I thought, wow, okay, so you're still
around.
Still doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I was delighted to see that you're still around. Sad to see that we need to still have this, but there'll always be a need for people who are ill or something
and absolutely.
Have this need.
And because we got the help from Black Tie, we've been able to go stretch ourselves a lot further.
Oh, sure.
We don't have to rely on our own private charge cards, you know, in between benefit events that nowadays benefits don't make much more than $800 in little shows that we've been doing or a couple of thousand. And back then, we used to make $4,000 and $5,000 because everybody was digging deep in their pockets and throwing money towards anything that had the label AIDS put on it or HIV put on it. And today they don't do that. There's other causes that get involved in the equality for marriage and so many other things.
and KNON.
Which and KNON.
KNON, yes.
Gay and lesbian and transgender and bisexual radio for North Texas for 28 years. As of 12 noon Tuesday, KNON raised $86,020 in pledges. That's as of 12 noon yesterday. So we're ahead of that. We're probably around the $90,000 mark right now. That was $27,980 more to go to the end of Pledge Drive, which we want to end desperately this week because of Patty and I have to beg for more money this week. Patty and I, literally, our heads will explode.
Oh.
So during our last drive in May, we reached our $114,000 quarterly goal in just under 3 weeks. Of that, $77,000 was actually paid, and we thank everyone who supported KNON and kept us on the air for the past quarter. But because of one major grant that was not renewed this year, we really do have to go till we actually make our goal. Our pledge drives used to end before we make the goal sometimes.
Because you have to have money to make radio station work.
But the money that you're spending is actually going directly to the operation of the station.
And it's a relatively small amount when you look at a lot of other radio stations.
Oh, other
in this
radio
area.
Stations have so to. True. Yeah, they have to. What we collect in a year, that's their quarterly goal.
Exactly, and here we are. You know, it's very lean and nimble at KNON, and every dollar is spent wisely. And we have a 55,000 watt tower charge. We've got to support to get our signal out. So that's kind of a big light bulb.
And
to have to pay for
phone bills to get the signal from here in the studio down to Cedar Hill, but it's basics that we're paying. We're paying the rent, the utilities, and a couple of salaries to keep the station going. We're
not even a handful of people who are salaried here, and certainly our big salaries as you know, hosting a show over the years. We run 24/7, and it's all volunteers from lots of different communities.
So
across North Texas.
And we're still the best station in the city of Dallas.
That's right.
D-Magazine.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But if you'd like to pledge 972-647-1893 for a $40 pledge, we have our T-shirts. We have our aprons and caps and anything else like that.
The KNON apron is extraordinary. You've got to have one in your wardrobe.
And
love the apron.
I'll have to bedazzle mine.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome to,
so
and it would be striking.
It can be seen. You can be seen from miles away.
Well,
think the drag queen way.
you can put your little pink flourishes on it, Rod.
Oh, pink! Here we go again. I'm going to shoot you.
Our caller did remember the pink apartment. That apartment was famous for years.
Vivid memory.
It was all donated. I didn't choose pink. It just happened.
It just happened.
But look how long it's lasted. The story still goes on.
The story does still go on with the pink apartment.
And I guess it's not possible to embellish it.
Oh, God.
It isn't.
It
can only come
itself.
Down from... Yeah, exactly.
People would walk into that apartment and laugh.
Sure. It'd make you laugh.
But not laugh
created
at it.
Good laugh. Though.
No, it was. Not laugh at it. Laugh
with
at
it.
The fun.
Yes.
Laugh with
okay.
it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine waking up in that? That would be exciting.
Oh,
good
I wonder,
morning.
I know. Wonder how many people had a natural hangover from the pink. Just no alcohol involved. Just wake up and go, ooh.
What Don at Aid Services Dallas said was that everybody who lived there loved it.
Yep.
So... if you'd like to call and pledge to KNON, the number is 972-647-1893.
And I'd just like to add, I did something in this pledge drive that I've not done before, and it's a great offer. And you know, I give every quarter when we do a pledge drive, but I kind of pooled my money together and to support this special thing that we have at KNON right now. You can be a KNON Elite Music Sponsor. And how that involves is you pledge $500 at one time, and then you go to every event. Two tickets guaranteed at every KNON benefit for the entire year.
And there are like
until
40
September of 2012.
Events, like 40 benefits a year.
40, 45, 50 events every year.
Some of them, like the Jazz Fest, is full weekend, includes food.
And lots and lots of great live music. Lots of performances. It's just an incredible...
Tickets for Kinky Friedman were $100.
Sure.
Just for that one event.
And so Aaron and I will just show up. We'll just be there and we'll enjoy the event together. and, you know, there'll be one practically every week throughout the year. So what a deal.
And
what a deal.
The people here at KNON are going to say, oh, Patty and Aaron are here again. Patty and Aaron are here again. There they are.
And we'll enjoy seeing their rolling their eyes, uh-huh. because we're going to go to all this stuff. And we're excited about it. When I told Aaron, I said, they have this great thing. She goes, oh, very exciting. Because now we all have to do is just keep our eyes open for stuff we want to go to. And, mm-hmm. man, we're there.
Well, and there's the Blues Fest coming up on August 28th. That's this weekend. And September 17th, there's the Tejano Superfest. And... something going on the 27th. So there are two things going on this weekend. So.
And just so annually, Erin will benefit. She'll be the star of the Mardi Gras gumbo party, because if they're going to have crawfish, our New Orleans native will be right there for pounds and pounds of that crawfish and the hard work to get that meat out.
A couple of the other pledge premiums that we have: for a $75 pledge, we have the new black and white windproof umbrella with the KNON logo on it. It's a wonderful big umbrella, nice deep umbrella. You will not get wet, and especially you pledge today, I promise, as soon as you have that umbrella for the next 7 days, you're not going to get a drop of rain on you.
I promise this. Have you direct connection to Mother Nature?
I do.
I'm really
especially when we're like
this.
Our 57th day of 100 plus weather.
Can you believe it?
I think it's a safe bet.
Do you know when it's going to stop? I just got the call. Miguel is home. He's going to get home and see that our yard is. He's been away since mid June. He's going to see our yard is completely dead. It's going to cool off the second he gets here. Back into Dallas, it's going to cool off. He's going to look at the yard and say, what did you do to our yard?
And wonder why you didn't take
right,
care of it.
Why didn't you take care of the yard all summer? Mm-hmm. So that's what's going to end. One other pledge premium, we do have the concert chairs, the nice lawn concert chairs. $100 pledge gets you one of them. $150 pledge gets you two of them.
And they're great because they have, in both arms, they have a cup holder, which is important to many people. Mm-hmm. They fold up and they have a case that you can sling over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. Very lightweight, wonderful chairs. And if you take the two chairs, to some live music somewhere, you can put your umbrella up. And have a parasol.
KNON while you're there.
That's right. Exactly. Everyone will see it.
Carry those in your $30 or $35 tote bag that has, a tote bag, backpack tote bag, or the cooler.
Exactly.
And that also can be bedazzled.
They could be bedazzled, but they all say KNON on them.
Okay.
So. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Help us to finish up this pledge drive, because we do need the pledge drive to finish up this week. We're talking to Rod Gray. He is one of the founders of Home for the Holidays. How many people did it take to start the organization? Do you remember?
How many
people did it take to start and get this group going?
Actually, there was two of us, myself and John Gordon at the time, mm-hmm. and we didn't have a board. We didn't have anybody at all helping us, and we worked that way for quite a few years until we fell under the umbrella of Razzle Dazzle because we needed a 501c3 status, and it was very hard to get that back then. And then when Razzle Dazzle folded, Home for the Holidays took over the 501c3 number and the tax identification number, and then that way we could continue on as our own organization. And we changed the name of Razzle Dazzle to Home for the Holidays Texas, mm-hmm. Inc. at the time.
And Razzle Dazzle has come back in its own form, but Home for the Holidays is also in its own format. What are some of the other stories just over the years? We have another minute, so give me another story that comes to mind of something that happened out of the ordinary, because it seems so easy. Oh, gee, I can't afford to go home. Hey, we can get you a ticket. And it usually doesn't work like that, does it? I mean, this usually...
No. I can give you a good incident. We had worked like for 2 weeks to try to find a way to get a guy home that was in an area that doesn't have flight service. Mm-hmm. So that would have involved, like a taxi or a bus or a train or something. Of course, we will send anybody home any way we can get them home. And we didn't realize that, the smaller planes that have little props and maybe three or four seats on them, can get someone to a smaller area where there was like a private airport, and we worked out a way to get a guy home in New York. And then he's never been on a plane before, so he would not go. So we actually lost every penny that was involved in getting him home.
He was so scared?
Because he would not get on the plane. He had never flown before, and he was scared because not long before that, JFK Jr. had just passed away in his little flight with his wife and sister-in-law. And so it scared him. He thought that he was going to go down in the water and not survive because it was such a small plane. And I did everything in my power, hold his hand. I'd like, I will go with you if that's necessary, you know, to get you home with your family. And he wouldn't go.
Wow. Mm.
Wouldn't go.
That's like, amazing.
And you and I, we fly when we need to or when we want to, anytime we want to. And this guy has never been on a plane before. And he was in his late 40s. So we have all kinds of stories.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. We'll be back with more right after this.
Another way you could support your favorite show on KNON is by starting a KNON bank draft. Sign up now and support the voice of the people every month. It's easy and convenient and a great solution for you if you're not always able to call during pledge drive. An automatic monthly draft will occur from your checking account. You can select the amount, $10 or more. Bank drafts provide a steady source of revenue for the station and can be started by calling 972-647-1893 right now. The total amount drafted each year is immediately credited to your favorite KNON program, and you'll receive your choice of gifts as soon as the draft begins. Pledge a dollar a day to keep your favorite station on the air every day. That's only $30 a month, and it goes a long way towards keeping KNON alive. It's time for you to be good to your ears. Make a pledge to KNON that keeps on giving.
Dallas Voice, a Texas LGBT media company, has covered news, entertainment, culture, and opinion in the North Texas LGBT community for more than 25 years. Every week, Dallas Voice reaches more than 45,000 North Texas LGBT readers in print. DallasVoice.com informs more than 170,000 visitors every month, with breaking news appearing throughout the day, every day in the Instant Tea blog. Dallas Voice is proud to support KNON Community Radio.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Patty Fink, and our guest today is Rod Gray. We're talking about home for the holidays. Just off the air, we were just talking about traveling and funny travel stories. Patty, you had one.
Well, actually, a coworker of mine who is a very seasoned traveler, and, you know, for business reasons, we travel, many in our company travel a lot, and had gone to Grand Island, Nebraska.
Wow.
Flew into Grand Island, Nebraska on a very tiny plane, and then got a rental car and drove to another city to do the work of business, and then was done and was driving back to this very small airport in Grand Island, Nebraska. Got a call on her cell phone from the airline saying, is she there yet? Because everybody else is on the plane ready to go. Could she come on back? Because they could get going, you know, if she were on the plane. So here she's like, well, I'm on my way now. I'm coming, you know. So she gets back to the airport, and there she sees the woman behind the rental car counter, you know, and she says, okay, here's my keys, and she gets her all checked in and everything, and then this woman behind the rental car counter moves over to the airline counter and checks in her bag. And so she puts her bag up there, and then the same woman who was behind the rental car counter and then the airline counter moves over to the security check-in, checks her driver's license and boarding pass. And puts her through the security check, checks her bag, you know, for security and everything, and then goes over to the gate, takes her boarding pass. Same woman. And then she walks out onto the plane, and they got to
She
leave.
Didn't fly the plane.
Talk about job security.
She didn't fly the plane, though.
No, she didn't. Is that not the best?
She put the little sandwich in the bag and then sealed it up and then...
Is that not a scream? I guess this is the way it works in a very tiny airport. Oh,
there are very serious incidences like that, even with Home for the Holidays, too.
Because once you fly somebody to an airport, people don't live at the airport and they need to get somewhere.
That is correct.
We had to figure out ways to get them home. So we've even contacted family members on the other end of the line who's going to pick them up to make sure that they are going to be picked up at the airport and not left there.
And isn't that interesting that you have to make those arrangements for them very often?
We do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you want to know, too.
We also want to know, because, like, we do emergency travel all during the year as well. Like, that would include, like, if someone is sick and we need to bring a family member here to spend time with them in the hospital. But, like, say, for an example, Uncle Joe's funeral, and you want to go to the funeral. This is the uncle that you were the closest to. Then it's very important that you get to go, because in most cases, families get together for funerals and weddings and births. Mm-hmm. So we try to get them home for that, too. And it's just you don't really know sometimes if it's really happening or not. So we've been not, I won't say we've been taken advantage of, but there have been times where we really didn't know if it really was a funeral or not. So now we have rules where we connect with the funeral home to make sure there really is a funeral, or we call the pastor to make sure there is a wedding, or we call, you know, the hospital to make sure there is a birth or whatever.
And as an official nonprofit organization, you do have to take those precautions that
we
didn't have to when you were a group of friends, a group of drag queens who did a show and we raised $500 and the ticket
back
was
then we were doing it strictly because it needed to be done, and you know, we didn't have any rules at all. We just gave money to anybody who needed to go anywhere. We bought their ticket for them, handed them their ticket before there was an e-ticket. And now that everything's done online and you don't really meet the recipient, and it's so confidential that, and we don't advertise, we don't spend any money on any overhead of any type. We have no office, we have no advertising, we don't pay anybody. Every penny raised goes strictly for travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
wow.
With people living longer, a lot more people are living at home now, so that you're not necessarily dealing with people who are at AIDS services in one of the apartments.
That's correct. We have larger numbers of requests now. They still have to go through an agency because everyone has to be connected through an agency in order to get to us, because we have a caseworker who helps us to decide which one goes first. If we had 12 applications, we have to go through the Karnofsky scale to be able to separate who goes first and who has a lower priority to go home.
Well, and you know, and in North Texas, the services network for HIV and AIDS services is really pretty robust.
Yes, it is.
And there's, you know, high communication and such. So the likelihood that someone is in that network already, I mean, you want to know that they're really in need. I mean, they're not people just off the street saying, "Hey, can you pay for me to go home?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a natural flow to your services.
Although,
as well.
Patty,
that's
you
cool.
might have a need right now with Gaddafi being overthrown. Are you going back home to see what's going on?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, haven't been there.
Patty actually was raised in Libya. She grew up there.
It's been exciting to see what's happening there.
It is.
There was sort of a kind of unstable stability for the last several months after the NATO strikes had started in support of the rebels. But the breakthrough to get that military base near Tripoli and Zavia and getting into Tripoli proper and taking, you know, most of the city, it's been great to watch.
Oh, okay, so you're no longer on Gaddafi's side.
No. Although I have to say, you know, when we were there in the 70s, he had just taken power September 1st, 1969. And so in the 70s, I mean, you could look at some of the things as a you know, kind of a benevolent dictator. You know, everybody had a home, whether they wanted one or not, and many didn't. You know, they lived in the desert in a tent, happy with that. You know, so there were some things that looked like were good and progressive. But boy, did he change over the years. And 42 years, I'm sorry, is enough in any one job. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to go.
That's true.
It's time for him to let it go. And I thought it was funny, and I had posted this on Facebook about that, you know, the crowds were chanting, "It's over, Frizzhead." And I thought about it after I posted. I thought, I wonder if anybody will think that I meant that by to be Aaron. But it's, you know, they both had the curly hair deluxe.
I hadn't thought of that, but that will be her new nickname.
She works very hard to not have any frizz. So.
But it's a good nickname for her. You and I met each other when you were going off the board of DGA, Dallas Gay Alliance, and I was coming on. You were the vice president, and I became the vice president. And right at that time, while you were still on the board, while I was there, we had this debate about adding the L.
Yes, adding and making the name change to be inclusive.
And now,
at the time,
Patty is the president of DGLA, Dallas Gay and Lesbian Alliance, and it's because of us that the L can be there.
That is very true. There were some heated discussions back then about the G was inclusive of everybody at the time. Mm-hmm. And then it was also a need for us to grow and get bigger and really to feel like the women needed to be included. They wanted to be included, and they felt like they weren't. So there are women who prefer to be called lesbians, and there are women who prefer to be called gay women. So,
well, and actually, a lot more back then, women who prefer
much more back then
the G word than the L word.
Well, in some ways, it was kind of a derogatory term for many.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
it
just
was.
Just
that
like the term
the
dyke,
happened.
And you know, and since then, you know, many in the LGBT community have re-embraced these words, and so they don't carry that sort of negativity about them. But there was that, and I think something very interesting about the whole movement then too. And this was with the early '90s, I guess, that you're talking about. The period of time to add the L.
Basically from about 91 to 94, that whole period of time was heated discussion about it.
Well, in our history as a community, we've been sort of separate, men and women, until really
the
AIDS crisis. And it really saw a lot of women stepping up to say, we've got to take care of our own.
Exactly.
And as coming together, and it sort of paralleled a lot of the women's movement as well. We were talking about it before the show. And, you know, coming together, it really made sense, I guess, at that time to say, it's not so much about how we feel about ourselves, it's how do our constituents see us, and how do our constituents
exactly.
relate to us. And if without the L, that might have been very tough. Because people think, well, gay has always meant just men. You know, am I going to be welcomed if I get involved with
Well, also,
with
you,
this
have
organization?
You have the youth that are coming into the play right now, and they don't know that back what it was in the history. So to be inclusive, you have to include everyone with every label that there is.
And we're talking, we have the same, you know, sort of dilemma today in this discussion we have very regularly about...
Because now you have the I, the intersex.
The T, the B.
And the T.
And
it's like
years
the B,
ago,
you've got to include everyone.
10 years ago, we changed our mission statement to be a fully inclusive organization, and yet our name does not reflect that. But we have this branding we have to consider, because it's been around for 45
years. We did seriously think about something that was inclusive that didn't have labels or anything in it, like the Dallas People Alliance or the Dallas Human Alliance. I mean, we did discuss it, but it was short.
Because it
felt like
it
we needed to be separated.
Anything. It didn't reflect anything. The statewide organization, though, which was known as the Lesbian Gay Rights Lobby, became Equality Texas. And all of the state organizations across the country, I think not
there's
all.
There's one Montana. There's all these names.
Well, there are a couple of them that still don't use the Equality name, but most of them have changed their
Equality
name.
Equality California, Equality Maryland.
Equality New York. All the Equality names, just because that reflects what we're really working on.
Mm-hmm.
So... Equality Dallas. I don't know of any cities that have changed their city organization to Equality New York City or Equality Dallas or Equality Los Angeles.
We're the
and
first
I haven't
for
heard
any
of,
things that could start right here in Dallas.
Well, we are.
And we don't. There's definitely no Equality Waco.
No, there isn't.
Oh, dear.
Just a quick funny thing. Campus Pride came out with their ratings of campuses this week, this year's ratings. SMU got 4 out of 5 stars on Campus Pride, and they're rated in certain areas for student life, which is the thing that the Princeton Review rates and gave SMU top 20 most gay-unfriendly. In student life, he got 5 stars.
Oh, excellent. Was Baylor on the list?
Baylor was not on the list because...
No stars.
In order to be included, in order to be included, somebody from the school had to fill out a survey. Now there were student surveys, there were other surveys, but nobody from the school staff would fill out a survey.
Yep. Not surprised.
To answer any of these. University of Dallas, which was also on the list, also would not fill one out. Texas A&M,
I'm a Baylor Bear. That's why we rag on Baylor quite a lot.
On Campus Pride, the other school that did terribly in the top 20 most gay-unfriendly was Texas A&M. That one got 3 stars on the Campus Pride. So it's interesting how different ratings really did come out completely differently. With Home for the Holidays, there was one other thing that I was going to say about that. I cannot remember what it was.
Well, we'd like to plug our website. If people would like to connect with us in any way, shape, or form, they can go to our website, homefortheholidaystexas.org, and they can also pledge money as well. I'm not going to take away from KNON, but mm-hmm. we also need money as well.
But go to the website,
they can go to our website,
the information is there. Yeah.
And donate money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you play the Jodie Foster film once in a while?
No. Should we?
Yeah, Home for the Holidays. It's a great film.
Really?
Yeah. With a gay character.
I've never seen it, I don't think.
With a gay character.
Really?
I know one last thing I was going to ask you. This seems like such an obvious thing for groups to be doing, for cities to be doing. You're your own organization, and I can see other organizations picking this up as a side project that they're doing. How many other cities are doing what we've been doing here in Dallas for 20 years, which is sending people home for the holidays?
There is no one else.
And
absolutely no one through the United yeah. States. We've tried to find someone so we could connect and try to help each other, you know, to be better at what we do. But we've been the only organization throughout the whole United States.
Rod, thank you so much for being here. It's been fun.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for being here. It's been delightful.
My pleasure, and thank you for letting us be a part of it.
What you do, and this is the part of our show where Thomas Pearson, our producer, comes in and disavows any knowledge of our existence, and we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly next week.
For listening to the KNON Morning Line, we'd like to remind you that the views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNON 89.3 FM.